Raw Truth podcasts may contain explicit, sensitive, and questionable content. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual podcaster and are not based on the advice of a licensed psychologist, therapist, or other medical professional. Listener discretion is strongly advised. What does the word ponder actually mean? According to one dictionary, it means to weigh in the mind, to think about, and reflect on. On Let's Ponder with Rebecca Adams, we do just that. We discuss taboo and questionable subject matter. For example, size. Does it really matter? Or do you really want to know the number of partners your significant other has been with? Or what about stories of disastrous one-night stands? How about being in a sexless marriage? These and other topics are what we talk about on this podcast. Hello and welcome to Let's Ponder with Rebecca Adams. This is Rebecca. Thanks for joining us today for a new episode. So today is going to be a little different, and I may have mentioned it on prior episodes. But a while back, a gentleman out of Australia messaged me and just needed some advice more so and was interested in potentially sharing his story. It's a little different and it wasn't a good fit for either of the Raw Truth podcasts. So we discussed having it here. And he had explained to me that he, at one point, he had been unfaithful to his wife. There were limits during that affair, but he's thinking about doing that again. And he's really just feeling unsure. And you'll understand why in the story. I do ask that you don't judge, because you know these are no judgment podcasts that we discuss. And this is a way for people to be able to get it off their chest so that they're not trying to process it internally all the time. So it's a good outlet for people to share. And those people who are quick to judge, they need to remember themselves. Look in your own closet and see if you have any skeletons in there. This person's life doesn't affect you, so what does it matter, right? So we try to keep those open-minded thoughts when doing the podcasts on all three of my shows. So this is a story, and it's just going to be entitled, I Want to Cheat on My Wife. Hi, Rebecca. This is going to be quite long, at times detailed and graphic, but as you will see, that's just me. My wife and I married in November of 1995. She was 28 when we married and still a virgin. We had done just about everything but intercourse. She wanted to wait, so I accepted that. I wasn't a virgin, but had very limited experience. One of my biggest regrets is that before I met my wife, I paid for sex a few times with prostitution. I have always struggled with self-esteem and felt I was ugly. Our honeymoon was an island resort on the Great Barrier Reef. My wife has fair skin, and we went snorkeling the day we got there. It was an overcast day, and we didn't think it was too bad. Well, she got badly sunburned, to the point I had to call the resort nurse and was told that if we were on the mainland, she would have been admitted to the hospital. It was so bad our entire honeymoon. We had sex twice. That's it. The last night of our honeymoon, she got very bad food poisoning. Upon coming home some weeks later, she developed a cyst on one of her ovaries. She's always had a very low immune system, so prone to colds and flus, etc. Sex rarely happened. I admit I didn't help the situation by complaining and making hurtful remarks. It wasn't just in the privacy of our home, but out with friends. At one time, I don't recall exactly when it was, but she made comments to the effect that she could take it or leave it when it comes to sex. It didn't matter to her. That is something I've been struggling with all these years later. So you see, sex and sexual intimacy has always been a problem for us. We are both Christians, or well, I don't know where I am, but I will get to that later. At some time, again, not sure when, she started making comments that even though she doesn't want it, it's something of a mutual agreement, even though it was not on my end. I have always been a truck driver, but only in the last 3 years have I done long distance. Prior to that, I was doing local but long hours. About 10 years ago, she had a major spinal surgery for a growth on the nerve on her spine. It took 11 months to get operated on. During that time, she basically lost the ability to walk. The surgery was a success, but she completely lost her ability to walk and is totally reliant on a wheelchair. Both our sons have the same disability and are both in wheelchairs too. About this time, I fell in love with her again and have almost come to terms that I'm not going to hassle her for sex anymore. This is just a lot in my life. I have always wanted more, desired more, so much more. I have always had a very high sex drive. I would spend lots of time on the internet looking at women. Not porn as such, but more the average woman, real bodies. I would find them more attractive and masturbate to them. I got to chatting to them, and that led to sexting. I guess you could say I have cheated. I met up with a beautiful woman. She had amazingly large breasts and body. She desired me as much as I did her. We both had a huge secret desire. It was for me to suck on her breasts like I'm nursing from her. My wife wouldn't tolerate that. When I told her I had never had my cock sucked, she nearly died and begged me to let her do it to me. My wife won't. She feels it is dirty to do that. It's as almost as if the act of sex is dirty. She never touches me in a sexual way, and if she touches my cock when I have pushed her to do it and we are not being sexual in any sort, she will immediately go and wash her hands. We didn't have intercourse, as that's where I drew the line. I didn't think I could cope with the guilt of it. She and I did meet up a total of 2 times, and our meetings were very sexual, stopping short of intercourse. How I wanted to go all the way. She wanted me so much. I have never experienced that, even with my own wife. She's never really shown a desire for me sexually. We have had many fights because of the lack of sex. Eventually, she would relent and say, "I guess we should do it tonight as I'm busy the next night and the night after that," and so on and so on. It made me feel so horrible. I had a massive blow-up saying that it felt like it was a chore. Better get it over with. Not out of love and desire for me. Due to her disability, we can only have sex the one way. She has no control over her legs, so I have to do all the work. It's pretty much missionary with me holding and supporting her legs. She orgasms with the help of a vibrator. Though lately, she has said now when she did try and masturbate, she would get spasms in her legs, and that would take away any enjoyment. Let's forward to 2019, September. I had a massive breakdown, and I now battle with severe depression and anxiety, and I am taking very strong medications. The medications, along with my breakdown, have put a huge killer on my sex drive. I would masturbate every night. Now it's lucky to be once a week, and the meds have affected my ability to stay hard and orgasm. With my depression, I lived for years with so much weight on my shoulders. I struggled with the fact that my family are disabled and all in wheelchairs. I became so overwhelmed, I couldn't tell my wife how I felt. How do you tell someone you love so much that they are the reason you struggle so much? I am the sole provider for my family. My wife doesn't work, so the stress of the mortgage and day-to-day financial worries get to me. I was working up to 16 hours a day, 6 days a week, and sometimes even more. I did that for close to 25 years. At times, I was working 2 jobs, so I wasn't getting good sleep. I was only getting 4 hours a day, and then there was the sex issues with my wife. It got to the point where I felt that she and my boys didn't love me. I was just around doing the things that they couldn't do. I have always had a very low opinion of myself and low self-confidence. I love trucks, love driving them, but I felt that is the only good thing I'm good at. I thought I was unloved. I lived with that in my head. I didn't realize I had depression. I thought it was just me. During September of 2019, a mate of mine had a horrible accident and he didn't make it. I went to the funeral and seeing all his loved ones and close mates saying what they did about him made me feel like I didn't have anyone at all like that in my life. My kids, my wife, anyone. I just broke so badly that on the way home that night from the funeral, I almost took my own life by turning into oncoming traffic. The following weekend, I almost did the same thing. All I knew was that something was broken. I was unraveling in a huge way, and I couldn't stop crying. I had no control of my emotions whatsoever, all the time trying to deal with it in my own way and trying to hide it from everybody. Even my wife, as I didn't want to burden her with it, as I felt she had enough on her plate with day-to-day life of being disabled. I decided to call a mate for help who's a paramedic. I told him that I was in a bad way and that I was unraveling. So in conclusion, I got the help I needed. I changed jobs where I get 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night and have no stress like I was before. Since this has happened, my wife and I have had some very deep conversations about us, about sex, about everything. I didn't realize I was shutting her out, so I have started to be more vocal about my feelings and what I have struggled with, such in the fact that sex never happens and I didn't feel loved by her. She has opened up too and said at one point, we may never be able to have full-on intercourse again as she is not as flexible and doesn't know if she can get her legs open enough for us to get there. Another thing is that my size has always caused some issues for her discomfort and pain. Lube is always used. In the end, I honestly don't think there is anything that can be done to solve this. Of the many discussions that we've had, I have brought up that we are partners in marriage and that she needs to make more effort in this area. Her reply is she has never been one to want sex or suggest it. I've told her many times that I just can't ask or suggest it anymore, as I honestly don't think I could cope with the rejection. We've had, I guess, some intense conversations about things, but I am holding back from telling her truly how I feel. I worry that at this point in our lives and marriage, me telling her my honest thoughts when I never really did is going to be from one extreme to the other. As I said, we're both Christians, or, well, she is, and I don't know where I am right now. For the last 4 years, I wanted to feel him there, but I just don't. I can't force it. I can't say he is in my life when I don't feel it. In regards to a question you asked, does she know that I'm thinking about cheating? I haven't brought that up as I fear two things. The first is I fear it will break her and devastate her, and the other fear is once it's said, it can't be taken back. I don't think I want to open up Pandora's box. I really feel I am in a hard place. I honestly don't want to cheat on her. I genuinely want to be wanted, desired by my own wife, but don't see that changing. Do I cheat and live with the guilt and risk of being caught and hurting her? Or live a life that has no sex in it other than my own masturbating? Either way, it's a real conundrum. Those are very good questions. And I'm sure many people who are listening to this right now wouldn't want to be in your shoes because it is a difficult situation. On my female stories of female infidelities, female stories, meaning the ladies, you know, had sent their stories in, there are several women that are dealing with disabled husbands, that they've lost their sex drive, the husbands, or physically they can't do it. One lady's husband actually said, if you want to go out and have sex, go ahead. I understand you need that. You need that physical connection. But it was, you know, I mean, he didn't want her falling for this other person. So, you know, with your Christian faith, it's going to be a very, very hard topic to discuss the potential for the open relationship with her having the knowledge of you going out and doing this. You know, there are a lot of relationships nowadays where it's open like that. Then that way she's not being betrayed because she is given the permission to allow it to happen. But, I mean, I don't know if I can suggest couples therapy. I mean, you're stuck in a situation, and I'm sorry, I use the word stuck lightly, but you're in a marriage where you've committed, and from the very beginning, sex has never been something that's been important to your wife. And then you add all these medical conditions, it's further and further from her mind. So I don't know if working with a marriage counselor, therapist type person might help her to understand the physical needs. And from working with the podcasts and people, and I'm not saying this is everybody, but mostly I find men cheat for sex, simply for sex, not to get emotionally involved with anybody. Whereas women cheat for an emotional connection that they're missing from home. So it's more dangerous when the women are cheating because they will fall for somebody with their heart. And, you know, sex is just the benefit, I guess you could say. But with men, they can hit it and go, and there's not a whole lot of emotional connection. They're good about being able to separate that. Whereas women, it's a lot harder. And I don't know if, again, working with a therapist would be something that can help her understand that it has nothing to do with her. It has nothing to do with who she is, but it has to do with your needs and wants and the fact that we only live once and this is the only chance we get and we need to make the best of it. I don't ever want to encourage somebody cheating at all. Because it's not healthy. That's why I suggest having that open conversation with her about it. It may upset her, but give her time to think about it. You know, give her some time to potentially mull it over. And again, I would do it with a therapist. You don't need to tell her about what happened in the past because you can't change that. And you suffered from guilt with that. But maybe somebody on a professional level could help her understand a little bit better. These are just my thoughts. And anybody who's listening, please, if you have any thoughts for this gentleman, please send me an email about it so I can pass it on. And thank you again for sending this in. I know I'm not revealing your name. We decided that. We'll just use it with the name of the story for the show. I want to cheat on my wife. So, all right, keep in touch and any updates would be greatly appreciated. And thank you all for being here today. Looks like coming up in a couple of weeks, we're going to have an episode about friends to swingers, people who may have had friends or got together with friends and then they invite them to take the next step. And I do have some great little mini stories from people that I'm going to share. And if you're listening and you want to share your thoughts, opinions, or experiences, please email me so I can get that put on. Also over on Patreon, if you're a Patreon subscriber, the same time that this episode is releasing, I will be releasing a story from Eddie. Eddie's wife, Melissa, released her story earlier this year on the regular Raw Truth podcast, but this is her husband's view of what happened, so it's very interesting. And then over on regular Raw Truth, we're going to be starting a new four-part story. We've had some great long ones this year from Temperance. So we'll be starting on that as well the same weekend that this streams. Everything's due out. So until next time, again, thank you for being here. Thank you for all your support. Shoot me an email if you have any suggestions. If you have any stories on giving a hall pass, if you had a hall pass, and what happened, and then what your thoughts and experiences are on why women like bad boys.
You have been listening to Let's Ponder with Rebecca Adams. Your support of Raw Truth Podcasts is truly appreciated. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to my other podcast, Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity. This controversial yet no judgment podcast is a safe place where women can share their stories anonymously of why they chose to be unfaithful. If you have feedback or suggestions for future Let's Ponder topics, please email rebecca.rawtruth@gmail.com. This podcast was written, produced, and edited by Rebecca Adams. If you enjoy the podcast, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.